For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Metal trash grabbers are distributed at the beginning of a cleanup party like the ones USC students often work at the creek behind the university's Green Quad, where Professor Joe Jones teaches environmental health sciences. Though Earth Day, a time to recognize the importance of our air, water, and land, is in April, any time is the right time for conservation, said Jones, and for discovery.
I'll take a group of students and we'll just go out and we'll pick up trash for a couple hours. And it's always eye-opening to the students because Rocky Branch Creek originates in Five Points. And it's really interesting for the students to see the trash that is in the creek. Solo cups, just trash. And they start to make the connection that, you know, what I do in one part impacts the downstream part.
In fact, hosting a group of French high schoolers, Jones realized that uncollected trash from the creek could travel to the Congaree River, and from there to the ocean, and eventually land on the shores of France. So how can people reverse the effects of pollution when the problem can seem so big? Recycling is a great way, said Jones, but it can be even simpler.
The least you can do is put your trash in a trash can. It will ultimately end up in a landfill, but that's better than that trash ending up in the creek and the oceans. So the minimum you can do, if you see a piece of plastic on the street, you pick it up and you put it in a trash can. As simple as that.
Turning off unneeded lights can save the pollution of burning coal, which produces 40% of the state's energy, said Jones. USC geographer Kirsten Dow said people can take those simple actions a step further.
What I'd encourage people to think about doing is taking those individual actions to their workplaces and see what those large organizations can do with their purchasing power, their decisions to buy recyclable, the energy conservation activities that they put in place.
Fellow USC geographer Greg Carboni added civic life to the mix of conservation possibilities.
Imagine a transportation system where a large university, a large state government, county and city governments all bought in. You've got a critical mass for public transportation, now funded, in fact, by the inhabitants and citizens of this county. When you get to land use, the same sort of principle applies.
Dow said a neglected environment can impact labor and thus the economy in unexpected ways as the air, like the oceans, gets warmer.
We are going to experience increases in temperature, and that's going to result in hours of labor lost because people are going to need more breaks. They're going to need more water. There are going to be health-related concerns. There are tremendous safety-related concerns.
People's actions, though individually small, collectively make a difference in conserving resources from plastics to concrete, said Jones.
What I see as the greater challenge in South Carolina and beyond, and that's just helping people realize that what they do on a daily basis is important for the environment, and for better or for worse, what they do has an impact.
Carboni believes that South Carolinians care about the state's resources, from its mountains to its beaches, but state leaders must show the collective will to make changes now to protect those resources into the future.
One of the issues is it would be too expensive to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions or fill in the blank. Well, the question is, how expensive will it be in the future if we don't do that?
Jones said people can't use resources like there's no tomorrow because there won't be a tomorrow if they use them that way. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.